In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So today, the church celebrates the feast of the conversion of St. Paul the Apostle. It is a feast which proclaims with great clarity the sovereign grace of God, and it also proclaims the power of the risen Christ to call, the power of the risen Christ to convert, the power of the risen Christ to commission his servants. When this feast is observed on a Sunday, it invites us not only to remember Paul's story, but to examine our own response to the grace of God revealed in Jesus Christ. How do we respond when God is calling us? What is God calling us to do while I live this short life? What must I do for him? And the collect appointed for this day reminds us that St. Paul's conversion was not an end in itself, but it was the beginning of a life that was poured out in faithful witness. And the church prays that, remembering his wonderful conversion, we may show forth our thankfulness. And the church says in the collect, by following the holy doctrine which he taught. Let us look at that. So Paul's life directs us always beyond himself to Christ. Paul preached Christ and Paul served Christ. Christ and Christ only, not himself. And if we were to look at the Old Testament assigned for today from the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah declares the absolute sovereignty of God. Isaiah says in the lesson appointed for today, I am the Lord and there is none else. None else. So what do we learn from this? We learn that God alone is creator. God alone is redeemer. God alone is savior, calling all nations to turn to him and be saved. So this declaration prepares us to understand Paul's conversion rightly. Paul was not persuaded by argument. Paul was not softened by sentiment. Paul was not preaching about the spirit of the age. Paul was confronted by the living God, who alone has the authority to call and to send. God alone can call and God alone sends. In the epistle from the Acts of the Apostles this evening, we hear the dramatic account of Saul's conversion. Saul of Tarsus, filled with zeal, ready to conquer, armed with authority, he sets out to persecute the church. Saul is certain that he is serving God, yet in truth, he is opposing God's work. And on the road to Damascus, Saul is stopped by a light from heaven and cast to the ground. He hears the voice of Christ himself. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And in that moment of that voice, Saul learns that the risen Lord is inseparable or inseparably united to his church. So blindness, blinded and helpless, Saul must be led into Damascus. The one who believed he saw clearly must now receive sight as a gift. And when Ananias lays hands upon him, Saul is baptized, his sight is restored, and his life is utterly transformed. His conversion is complete. A turning of mind, a turning of will, a turning of heart toward Christ. And in the gospel, our Lord speaks of the cost and the promise of discipleship. When we turn to Christ, how are we going to disciple? Peter asks, "Behold, we have forgotten all, forsaken all, and we have followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" And our Lord Jesus Christ answers, not with rebuke, but with assurance. Jesus says, those who leave all for his sake will receive far more than they have given, and they will inherit everlasting life. On this St. Paul's Day, my brothers and sisters, Paul's life is the living answer to that promise. Paul forsook reputation. He forsook security. He forsook former certainty. He had it all good. In their place, he received suffering. He received labor. He received persecution. But also the surprising joy of belonging wholly to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So what he lost in worldly standing, he gained in eternal purpose. The conversion of St. Paul, therefore, reminds us that no heart, no one is beyond the reach of God's grace. And no calling is too great for God to bestow. Christ does not merely forgive, but Christ reorients lives and gives them new direction and new meaning. That is why we are here. Because every time we worship, we are asking God for new direction, a new meaning in our lives. So as we remember St. Paul today, let us pray for the grace to follow the doctrine that he taught. What doctrine? Given by the saints. The faith that he preached. What preaching? Handed down by the saints. And also the Lord that he served. May we, like him, be willing to be turned, be willing to be taught, be willing to be sent, so that the light of the gospel may shine through our lives to the glory of God. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.